When I was about to graduate from TU, about the end of May in 1951, I sent out 30 letters to different stations around Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. I received only 5 responses. 4 of them were that we have no openings available. But one invited me to come to Joplin and audition. So I took the bus to Joplin and auditioned, but they did not hire me. So then I told Don Brewer, my friend from TU, that this is where I was so far, nowhere. He heard at his station, KFMJ, that there was an opening in Muskogee. That's not one of the stations I sent a letter to. So I drove down to Muskogee after calling them, and they hired me on the spot. So you never know how important connections may be. The letters did no good except get me one audition that I was not hired from, but having a friend at the station hooked me up with Muskogee. There's another thought, if I may backtrack to that job I had that summer in Bartlesville. I went there to audition, but at that time I had never touched an engineer's board, the control panels. And I was told by Mrs. Case, whom I mentioned a while ago, you'll do a live audition. I was terrified. I thought, well, she's asking me to be the disc jockey from noon to 1 o'clock as my live audition for this job. Well, fortunately, a friend of mine from TU, who was older, was on the staff as chief announcer at KWON. Which incidentally stands for Washington, Osage, and Nowata Counties. Well, when she said, you'll do a live audition, I was trying to think how to say, I don't know how to do that. When he spoke up immediately and said, yes, he knows how to operate the board. And the next thing I knew, she had gone back to her office. It was about a half hour before noon. He immediately taught me how to start the turntable, how to turn the microphone on and off, and just the basics of what I would need to know. I was almost speechless. And at 12 o'clock, he had made a break, and then it was time for me to start talking. Much to my surprise, I was able to get through that hour doing a convincing job. I had no trouble with the announcing.
So were you playing music?
Yes, it was a disc jockey show. Mm-hmm. So in between, while a record was playing, I was learning a little bit more about the board. And then she came back in afterwards and said I was hired. So that job I got because I was saved by a friend. And this second job at Muskogee I got because a friend referred me. And then toward the end of my time in Muskogee, Don called from KFMJ and said, I just happened to notice on the boss's desk that he's about to get another announcer for the staff. So I immediately contacted Lawson Taylor, who was the manager, and asked if I could audition, and he said yes. So I drove back to Tulsa, did an audition, and they hired me. So then I went back to Muskogee and gave notice that after 17 months, I was being hired by a station in Tulsa.